This and more on Bible Perspective, only on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. We're joined on the line by Andrew Banda. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too. Happy New Year.
Compliments of the year. Are you well this year?
I am great and looking forward to what the year has
and what
we have planned.
Man, I'm so looking forward to the year as well. We don't know what's going to be happening this year. We only know that God is there on our side. Well, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about in this discussion, because January is here. It's a new year. It's a fresh start. And of course, if you're listening and you like many who basically have taken some and made some decisions and goals that you want to accomplish in 2024. And so, setting some academic goals may help you stay focused on a track for the rest of the school year and beyond. And so we're going to be talking about those who are particularly interested in making sure that they make some improvements, in terms of the academic space. So tell us about how we can set realistic academic goals for ourselves, and what kind of goals could we really be talking about here?
Okay, thank you. To start with, setting goals simply spells planning.
Mm-hmm.
And heaven plans, churches plan, families plan. Now, the difference between those that are consistently successful, not just successful, but consistently successful, is simply planning. Now, in setting out goals, one of the things that I find interesting in my job is helping learners with setting out clear academic goals as they start their year. So I will start by saying, Brother Zama, if there's anyone who is a student, a pupil, an adult, I think this covers all of us.
All right.
To set your academic goals is to have a plan for your life. Now, you cannot manage anything that you've not planned for. Trust me, you can never, ever manage. Why? Because you don't have a plan for it. So if you are a student, I will say this. As you start setting out your educational plans, first of all, tell yourself time for theorizing is over.
Okay.
Time for theorizing, we've done that, my brother. We've done that.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what happened there.
I'll simply use the common, specialists have used this, the model of SMART. Number one, the word SMART, S is simply, look, be specific, you're a student.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I need to improve in my mathematics.
Mm.
You are being specific, okay?
I see.
Now, in your specificity, you need to answer the what, which is my mathematics or your geography or your English, mm-hmm. or if you're in university, maybe your calculus, whatever subject you're doing, I need to improve in financial law for those that are studying law.
Mm-hmm.
That is, now, number two, how is the most important thing again. How do I do this? Now, some of the things that answers how is you need to see what you can add on to your life or what you can remove.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Practically speaking, if I want to improve on my certain subjects, I think I need to learn from others. Now, once you know how, you can then answer who in my class, who in my church, in my community, or which teacher can help me to attain the goal of improving. So that's practical steps. That is very important. Number two, be specific, which I've already spoken to. Be specific. I want to improve in my academics. That is not specific enough.
Yep.
Can you be specific to what you want? So in setting your goals, make sure that they are simply SMART. I'll run them quickly. Be specific.
Yep.
Nothing beats being specific.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, measurable, attainable. And of course, we know most of them, people will say realistic. I like to say relevant. Sometimes we pick things that are not relevant. And the last one is timely. Now, Brother Zama, you said something that I wanted to counsel you on. We do not know what the year has. That's true. But we should know what we want
for
the year.
Mm. Yep. Very important.
Are you getting it?
Yeah.
Next time I greet somebody, you find somebody, an adult, even a student, how's 2023? We're 8 days in. How's 2024 going, rather?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then someone says, we don't know. That shows you haven't gotten your plan yet. Mm-hmm. Come on, mm-hmm. Get into your plan.
Mm-hmm.
To a student, a pupil, number one, I will tell you, others call them vision boards. Others call them diaries. Mm-hmm. Write it down. Write it down. If for those that are Christians, God even wrote the Ten Commandments on tablet of stone so that we could have them enshrined. You know, so write your objectives or your goals down.
Yep,
now,
yep.
Areas of improvement. I need to study more. How am I going to study more? I need to make sure that I reduce on my screen time. I'll tell you, brothers, I'm one of the things I've decided from late last year.
Mm-hmm.
I cut on my social media time.
Yep.
Because there are certain goals that I want to achieve. And I'm being truthful to myself. And many people fail to have a discipline, self-control.
Mm.
You cannot achieve your goals. I want to speak to how you effectively, clearly have your goals set. Write them down. Be specific. Which areas, which subjects? Do you want to lose weight? Write it down. Don't just imagine it in your head. It won't happen.
Mm.
Write it down. Once you write it down, then you can now answer the questions of who, when, how am I going to do this? Let it be measurable. Okay. Now, before you come in, you might have a question.
Yeah, no, go ahead. It's fine.
Tracy Morgan Tracy Morgan in the book Eat the Frog has a good analogy which applies to our discussion here. You know, he simply says, for you to achieve, even in small things, you could highlight your goals in your academic life in terms of areas of improvement, or just social life, or your healthy lifestyle. But trust me, you cannot attend to all. If you list 5 or 8 goals that you set, put them in the order of priority. And hence he says, eat the frog. And he even goes on to say, be specific. Once you know that if you're given 3 frogs, start with the ugliest one to eat it, to the least one. That's just speaking to prioritize. You have 5 subjects or courses in university. See the one with the greatest need and apportion time to that one.
Yeah.
Then you measure. Review your goals. And we're not talking about yearly reviews. We're talking about daily reviews, weekly reviews, and monthly reviews. So academically, it's important, like any other field, to set your goals, list them down, put them in the order of priority.
Mm-hmm.
Then as you implement them, in priority, please do not do everything at once. In the order of priority, meaning you know which one has the greatest need. That is speaking to the fact that you are being specific, you are measuring them. Are they attainable? Are they realistic or relevant? And are they timely? So that is important. Write down, prioritize, track your progress. That's all. Next question.
Beautiful, beautiful. I like the fact that you've mentioned something very important. You're saying that there's got to be specificity there, and you're also saying that there should be relevant and measurable. And I think that these are basics that quite a number of people miss. Hence, you would then have people, around March, April, everything has fallen flat. Some have forgotten about whatever that they wanted to achieve. Only a handful of people actually go through and make sure that they achieve. I do like definitely how you studied. Now, when it comes to achieving certain grades, is that a realistic goal to set? Or should we rather focus on, getting to study harder rather than to just get an A+?
It is okay for somebody to want to score 80% or an A star or a B because that's the target.
Mm.
In a shooting range, you have to have a target. And when you have a target, one of the things that it does, that it improves your focus on the goal. And like you mentioned, if you just say, I need to do better, better is relative. So you need to, like we mentioned, measurable. You need to put a target. You can put a range, which is still okay. But generalizing does not help anyone who's trying to attain any specific or any goal. So it is okay. In academics, there are two sides. There is also the promotion, or we will tell you, want you also not just to pass, but without any understanding or any impact. But setting a goal which has a figure to it, remember I said you cannot manage anything that you cannot measure. You lose it, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
If you're trying to improve a score, you're trying to lose weight, we want to lose certain number of pounds. We want to study so many hours. So if I know that I need to improve in this course, I need to know what my specific score is. It could be in terms of grades, in terms of, is it an A, B, C, or others would settle for just a pass. But the idea is, you know. Number two, setting a target, like a fixed target, also keeps you in check in terms of your mood. You will not get derailed. Like you mentioned, you know, we set out goals, but as the year goes, it gets crazy. You forget. Majority of us will forget our academic goals because we did not really specify them. And hence specificity is very important, because it keeps your mood on going. You know that, come on, I need to hit that mark. I need to hit that mark. Hence, it keeps you on track. And trust me, if you follow those principles, you will get that grade. Sometimes when you have the mark, you will have a point of reference. Why did I not get the 90% or the 70 or the 75? They're the point of reference. So it also informs your review process as you go along. So it's important. I'll give you one of the things.
Yeah, yeah.
When we have these conversations, there's a time limit to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning it is plenty specific. You're supposed to speak for this long. And on that note, I will keep quiet.
Right. Lastly, as we actually wrap up, because yes, you're correct, there is a time limit. How do we then distinguish between setting challenging goals for the sake of growth and improvement and setting unrealistic goals that will just lead to failure and disappointment?
Great. Do not be delusional. In setting goals, there are principles. A goal can be, I want to build a mountain. It is a goal. But the question is it realistic? And like I mentioned.
Yep. Man.
There are resources that are around you that can help you. Be realistic also means you setting the goal. Do you understand what it takes for you, or what it will take for you to attain that goal? So most of us, sometimes we go over and above ourselves without clear sight of what we want to attain. We'll set up unrealistic goals. Now, if you ask anyone in business, they'll tell you that, you know, they grow money quarterly or yearly. They say this year we'll make $1 million, the next year 5 million, and like that, because it is a process. So one of the things is, do a needs assessment, or to your own self, be true. That will help you not to set unrealistic goals. Just be true. You're not trying to impress anybody, but you're trying to develop yourself. And trust, many of us have set, and it's frustrating to set goals and you don't attend them. And that's why people have given up on setting goals. To say, it doesn't work. I paid for my gym, man. I paid for the gym, but it never happened. I wanted to study at 20 hours. Mm-hmm. I've said I always study at 20 hours, but I fail. It's because it's not realistic. Why? Yeah. Because By the time it's 20, you are tired or your environment does not support that, or you're not a night watch student. You are carpe diem, seize the day, you know? So you have to be realistic to what works for you, and it will inform the goals that you set. But don't settle for less, because you can do all things through Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, being the head doesn't mean you're going to set low goals. You know what I mean, huh?
Mm.
In everything, we ought to dream. And if there's a young person who's listening, Brother Sam, I want to say this. A generation of us was crushed because we didn't know what faith is. Faith speaks to setting goals, believing that which is not, because you know it, and you know that I have all the resources at my disposal, so hence I'm going to do this. So I'll tell every young person that is listening, set your goals. Others may not see them, but that is the faith that God has put in you. Set those goals, work on those goals, define them, write them. It could be on a vision board, put it there. If Brother Zama wants to open his own station, Brother Zama, please write it down.
Mm.
And you have a speaker from me, I'll always be there for you. You know?
Yeah.
Believe it. Set that goal and start working towards it.
Mm.
It's not going to be easy, but if you always look at that goal, and in closing, Rome was not built in a day, but somebody envisioned Rome.
Rome was not built on a day. I like the point that you are ending it at. Brother Banda, I must thank you so much for coming through. Thank you so much for the time that you've given us here on AWR. We're going to be touching base again in some time, very soon in the future. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you. Enjoy the week.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.